What prompted this audit? What were the findings?
The audit was prompted by there's a three-yearly review into the catchment and the storages for Sydney's water supply, and that's a statutory requirement, and it's an independent report that's done for the government. Mm-hmm. And I participated in that, in the water quality part. And the findings of that audit led to the Auditor General looking in particular at how the EPA regulate water pollution in the catchment.
Mm-hmm. And what were the findings?
It's quite a detailed report from the Auditor General. I'd have to say, in summary, it's a vote of no confidence in the EPA and other authorities for regulating pollution in our drinking water catchments.
So what are some of the biggest dangers for pollution in Sydney's water catchments? What are some of the things that we really should be worrying about or looking more closely at?
Well, look, I'll just preface that by saying we have really, really good water in Sydney. And I know the supply really, really well, and the comparison, we do have really, really good water.
Mm.
But there are issues. And particularly when you've got, you know, we have a system in Sydney that's based on storing river water in dams. We have very large storage dams, and an unfortunate part about lakes or dams is that pollutants will build up in them.
Mm.
So one of the biggest issues to worry about with stored water is algae growing, and there are, you know, there's a myriad, there's probably about 100 different sort of issues we can look at, but the level of salt is one of the measures of water quality, and metals like iron and aluminium. I could go on and on and on.
There are many things that could be harmful, and that's why we have to keep on top of it. I guess a lot of Australians don't really realise either, and this is something you brought up in your article, that the water quality varies so, so greatly around Australia. There are lots of different parts of Australia where you might have to boil your water before you can drink it. Some listeners might remember that there were alerts in Sydney to boil your water before drinking it around 20 years ago. How do we avoid this from happening again? How do we make sure that our water quality stays at that really high standard?
Yeah, look, that's right. And I actually find it quite confronting how, you know, around in, you know, particularly regional Australia, how poor water quality can be. And it is. It's a great, you know, it's such an important aspect of our lifestyle in Sydney. Go to the tap, drink a glass of water. I do it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can't do that everywhere. Or if you do, you might be, you know, spinning that roulette wheel when you do it.
Mm.
I mean, I think of one of the, you know, our most watery state is Tasmania. There's boil water alerts in about a dozen townships spread across Tasmania.
Gosh.
For microbial contamination. So that's potential pathogens in the water. And that's where, you know, it's actually the simplest thing to solve. If you've got a problem, that's the problem that you want, Jess.
Yeah.
Boil water. Because it's quite easy to do. But then there are others with high nitrates in the water, in particularly inland communities in Western Australia, based on groundwater. Bit of a problem for adults, but it's a critical problem if babies drink that, because the nitrates can actually displace oxygen in their blood supply.
Oh, wow.
And they get something called the blue baby syndrome. So particularly for sort of formula-fed babies.
Yeah.
They can't drink that. So, again, we've got fantastic water here, but it takes vigilance to keep it that way. And again, that's what the Auditor General has reinforced, the audit of our supply, that things aren't managed as well as they can be.
Mm. Is it up to like a state-by-state kind of basis to manage your water system, or do we have a national? Is the EPA national? Is it state-by-state? I'm not quite sure how it all works.
Yeah, that's a really great question, Jess. It is state by state, and to be honest, it even goes below that to water authority to water authority.
Oh, wow.
So, for example, here in Sydney, we've got one that's quite simple, and that's Sydney Water.
Mm.
But if you go to Melbourne, they've got Melbourne Water are actually the wholesaler that supply water, and they've got three retail arms, City West, Yarra Water. Most country towns would have their own water authority, which is often council run.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends. And I suppose that breaks down to even a private supply. For example, my mum's farm, Orange, she drinks water in the tank coming from her roof. So from the very broad, we just happen to be in the biggest here in Sydney, It supplies, Sydney Water supplies about 5 million people.
Gosh.
With a lot more to come, perhaps.
Yeah, good grief. It's only going to grow from there. In your experience, in your kind of involvement in these audits and your work as an environmental scientist, do you think we need a national kind of authority to be dealing with this? Is this an issue that we can take to a national scale, maybe get some across-the-board blanket regulations?
I absolutely agree. And, you know, I don't want to see just more regulation and government for the sake of it.
Mm.
But yes, it's about equality, and water equality is just, it's so important.
Mm.
You know, I'm thinking at the moment, it's very controversial about the effect of the, you know, the horrible firefighting foams that have contaminated water near military bases around Australia. You know, it really depends where you are, but one of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals across the world is that all communities have the right to clean water and sanitation.
Mm, mm.
And, you know, when we travel, we know the risks that we take with water supply, but internationally, but that's even the case within here. And there are so many regional communities that don't have the, you know, the right that we have to go to the tap and drink clean and fresh water. So, yes, I do. I think there should be. And there's a little bit of movement that way. At the moment, one of my favourite, in fact, I think it's the only Commonwealth Government website I ever use regularly, is Bureau of Meteorology, the BOM site.
Me too. I love the BOM site. It's great.
I absolutely love it. Well, they have a fantastic thing. I'm a bit of a, you know, water nerd. And they've got a fantastic thing called a water dashboard.
Okay.
And it has the current up-to-the-day supply across Australia. And I'm looking right now. Sydney, we're sitting at 68.3% of our available supply.
That sounds okay.
So it is, except that we lost 25% in the last 12 months, Jess.
Oh, my gosh.
We are in a very, very steep drought, and that's the steepest drop across Australia.
Oh, my gosh.
Melbourne is at 58.7%, so we're kind of ahead of Melbourne in our supply, except that they were 62 last year.
Gosh.
So that's fairly flat.
Yeah.
But I would love to see this drill down another level and have water quality across Australia, but also for regions. And, you know, here in New South Wales at the moment, Broken Hill has extremely poor water, and they're currently building a $500 million pipeline to actually pipe it from the Murray River.
Gosh.
Because things are so bad in the Darling.
Gosh.
But it's very hard to get information on what's going on with a lot of other regional communities. And again, you know, basic United Nations Sustainable Development, right of communities to have clean water, I think we should.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all well and good to say that we've got 66% of our water in our dams, and that's great, and that's all well and good, but is it drinkable? Who knows? It's whether or not it's at a safe level, it's whether or not it's at an acceptable level. That's what we need to be looking at, so I completely agree there. And as you were saying before, we take it such for granted that we can turn a tap on and get clean drinking water, really good quality clean drinking water, when we turn the tap on, whenever we want. Ian, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolute pleasure, Jess. Thanks for the interest.